Foundations Lesson Number 19, Stewardship, Tithing, and Giving, Part 3. Going on to page 2 of our outline, let's look at the subject of giving. Once we've acknowledged that God owns everything, once we've taken the sacred portion, the tithe, and brought it into the storehouse, the local church, once we've done those things, we're free to give offerings, alms, and other gifts from the remaining 90% as God would lead us by His Holy Spirit. When it comes to giving, the first truth we need to understand is that God is a great giver. Giving is an important part of the nature of the Almighty. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave. He's a giver. And we see in Scripture not only that He gave, but that He gave that which is incredibly valuable and deeply precious to Him. He's a lavish giver who's given at great cost to Himself. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Silver or gold wouldn't have cost God very much of anything. He could just create more of it anytime He wanted to. But He gave that which was dear to Him. It caused Him great pain to see His one and only Son dying in incredible agony and suffering for the sins of the world. God gives good gifts. King David had the heart of God when he said to Arauna the Jebusite, "I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing." When we give, we participate in God's nature. God has created us in His likeness, which means He has designed us to be givers. We function best as human beings when we're givers, because we're being like our Creator. Do you enjoy giving? God does. Acts 20, verse 35, the Apostle Paul is speaking. "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus Himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" It's more blessed to participate in the act of giving than it is to be receiving. One of the things that I personally encourage people to do when it comes to the giving of offerings is to give to the cause of worldwide evangelization. In the late 1990s, I read that about 95% of all the gospel resources in the world were in English, yet only 5% of the world spoke English as their primary language. I don't know how accurate those statistics would be today, but last I knew, still more than 1,000 languages of the world do not even have John 3:16 translated into their own language. There's much, much work that needs to be done in reaching people with the gospel worldwide. I can't think of a more important place for an offering to go. By the way, if you're interested in being challenged in giving to missions, I'd recommend a book by Dan Betzer entitled Why Some Churches Are Blessed. Another principle that's taught in Scripture is that our attitude in giving is important to God. Have you ever heard the saying, "God loveth a cheerful giver, but receiveth also from a grouch"? Well, it's not biblical. The Bible does say that God loves a cheerful giver, 2 Corinthians 9:7. "Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." The issue is that if we believe that handling our resources God's way is best, not only for us, but also for everyone involved, then we can have tremendous joy in giving. We need to seek God and ask Him to direct us in what we should do with the resources that He's entrusted into our care. It's impossible to improve on the will of God. Those truths should help us to have a great attitude in giving. God is concerned not only with what we do, but with how we do it. He's concerned with our actions, but He's also concerned with our attitudes. 2 Corinthians 8:11 through 12. "Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have." A willing heart is important to God. Also, pure motives are important to God. Matthew chapter 6, 2 through 4, Jesus is speaking. "So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Jesus here has a name for those who give, but do it in order to be honored by men. He calls them hypocrites. So we need to be careful to give with pure motives. Lastly, giving has the power to change our hearts. Matthew 6:19-21, Jesus is speaking. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We were told in Bible school that if you don't have a burden for missions, there's an easy remedy. Give regularly to a missionary. Why? Because where your treasure is, your money, your resources, there your heart will be also, your burden, your interest, your priority. Most people who have no interest in the stock market also have no investment in the stock market. But when someone starts to invest in the stock market, all of a sudden they become much more interested in how their stock is doing. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So the giving of our treasure, our money, has the potential to change our hearts for the better. So let's remember that God owns everything, including all that we call our own. Let's be faithful to give Him the sacred portion, the first 10% of our income. And let's give offerings and other gifts as we're able and as the Lord would direct us to do so. And as we do all this, let's do it willingly and cheerfully. Amen. God bless you all.